Call January 9th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Is excused.
Commissioner Butthart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Commissioner Elderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two things before we get going tonight. First, the happy thing, we welcome back Patrick Leon to the Plan Commission. This is a return engagement. He had, like, what, 4 years or 5 years off?
Two?
time flies.
I was good that much.
Time flies. But anyway, we did miss you. Welcome back. Appreciate your insight. For those who don't know, Mr. Leon, in his non-civilian life, is a, I want to say master sergeant. That's wrong. Sergeant major in the Army. He is assigned to a civilian affairs battalion and a couple of tours in the Sandland, the latest, and one in Poland, and the last one was stateside. So welcome back. Thank you for the sacrifice, you and your lovely wife and your two children. And we're happy you're back. The not-so-fun news is, for those of you who don't know, Joel Tietel is leaving us for a new assignment at Southeast Wisconsin Planning Commission. The good thing is Joel's going to do what he wants to do. The bad thing is he's not going to do what he doesn't want to do here. Joel's had a tough couple of years here, but I very much appreciate working with him. He's done an excellent job, even though I assume tonight as well, some things don't go as he wants them, but he's done some great work for the city of Franklin. He's been loyal to us for almost 14 years.
Yes.
So we'll have a bit of a transition period, but Joel will be well. He'll be less red. He'll be probably grow some new hair. And his wife will be lots happier because his sentiments will be a lot better. Joel, if you'd like, go ahead.
It's been very, I'll try to make this story not too long. Over the years, I've worked with lots of boards and commissions. When I was at my previous job, we provided local planning assistance to towns and villages. So if you count all those, which is usually just project related for a couple months or a year or two, I've been on working with various boards or commissions, dozens of them. I do have one that's head and shoulders above everybody else. There was a park commission in the town of Lawrence in Brown County. That group of people is what I put up there as the gold standard for a board or commission. Every single member on that committee was so interested in that work that they were doing work themselves that I was paid to do as part of the contract. They got along really well. When they had arguments, they worked it out, and they were always civil, and they welcomed me. And there was always that tension up there between the urban communities and rural communities, and they counted the county staff as one of those urban communities, and this was a rural town. But it's possible. I mean, I'll wait until I retire, but you guys might be the second best. And that's pretty good because there were some other good ones too.
We'll take number two based on what's been going on the last bunch of years.
But I do want to say we've had some difficult, projects to review. We've had some difficult decisions to do. We tackled a comprehensive master plan. We've tackled lots of amendments to the UDO. We never did tackle the whole UDO. And I, for what it's worth, I think the mayor and I are both on the same page on that. It needs to be updated. If there's anything you can do to push the council to go in that direction, that would be pretty good. Because let alone things, bringing us into the modern age, reflecting, the renewed interest in economic development, there's a lot of stuff in that UDO that just doesn't make a lot of sense, things that contradict one another, and things that just don't fit the way projects are done nowadays. So for whatever it's worth, I would encourage you guys to push for that update as soon as possible, but not right away because these guys will be very busy. thank you very much, and I've been very proud and pleased to work with you guys over the years. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. I like this one better than Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
That's inside between Joel and I. Eric, I hope you appreciate what's... Anyway, okay, so thank you, Joel, and we wish you the best. And Regulo, stand by. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December the 5th. Any additions or corrections?
I'll second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good evening, Linda. I assume you're Linda, since you're the only lady here. First item on item C1 is Inner Wisdom Wellness, LLC. And Joel mentioned it. Here we go. Amusement and Recreation Services Not Elsewhere Classified. Yes, it's a text amendment and a special use application. Mr. Martinez.
Notices are by given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, January 9, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter at the matter might be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Linda Shearer, RYT200, registered yoga teacher at the 200 hour level, RMT Reiki Master teacher, certified essential oils coach, Ancient Apothecary, and John Living Oils, owner of the Inner and Wisdom Wellness LLC, Betty Boss, property owner, for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 1530603, Standard Industrial Classification Title 7999, Amusement and Recreation Services, Not Elsewhere Classified, to allow for such as a special use in the B2 General Business District, B3 Community Business District, and B4 South 27th Street Mixed-Use Commercial District. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Section 62237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 1590200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, here we go, right? This is one of those things where no good deed goes unpunished, and our UDO can sure complicate life. Mr. Deedle, can you explain this in English language, please?
Thank you. Yes. So we've had a few of these over the years before. This use is not allowed within the zoning district. It's actually not allowed in any zoning district. The SIC code is not in the list of what's allowed. It does have a SIC code. It's very clear because on the website for the SIC codes, if you've ever gone there, the federal government lists examples of what uses they're talking about. This is one of the examples they list in that SIC code. So there was no opportunity here to say, well, it's similar to something else, let's pick that other one. It was clear this is the SIC code form. Also in that SIC code are other uses that I'm sure that the city would not want to be permitted. So not uncommon with this kind of SIC code, which is 79999. Everything with three nines at the end of it is a catch-all category for everything else. So to be on the safe side, staff always recommends special use so that once we approve this SIC code, everyone in that SIC code has the same approval process, whether it's a special use or permitted. So then this would be a special use. The applicant has applied for that as a special use, but the applicant has made it known that they're not comfortable. It'd be really nice if it was a permitted use. So that's why staff's recommending approval of it as a special use. The mayor may bring up, is there another option? Yes, there's another table in the UDO that lists catch-all kind of categories that don't fit SIC codes. And then I mentioned to the mayor, the problem with that is the information that's been given out to applicants, developers, property owners, everybody and their brother under the sun over all these years does not include that table. So if somebody goes, including consultants and developers, somebody goes to one of these guys, says, hey, could I do this in Franklin? They look at that table that we've been giving out for decades. That does not include that catch-all category of the stuff that doesn't fit in the SSE codes. They say, oh, it's not allowed in Franklin. I guess I'll go somewhere else. So I've always been recommending if we're going to make that change, we should make it comprehensively for all the SIC codes. But theoretically, if the city attorney doesn't object, I guess if the public hearing gives us enough latitude, it wouldn't be an SIC code. It would be yoga studios. And that would be in a different table in the UDO, but that would not be caught by anybody who's using old information. So I'd still be recommending approval as a special use.
Okay, so this is going to be a public hearing. Glenn, I know you've got something to say. So let's open a public hearing, see what happens, because there's a crowd here tonight. So with that, I will open the public hearing on this matter for a unified development text amendment and a special use application. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? And anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no citizen rise, I will close the public hearing. Don't worry. It's okay. Don't worry. And we'll move on to questions from the commission with the applicant here, who is also welcome to speak. Mr. City Engineer.
Mr. Deal, could you give one or two examples of other uses that we might be uncomfortable with that are in that same SIC code?
Sure.
Linda.
Bathing beaches, swimming pools, carnivals, horse shows, those kinds of things.
Thank you.
Fireworks. Horse stables. I'm kidding, of course. Ms. Schreiner, please give us your name and address and tell us what you want to tell us.
Hello.
By the way, welcome.
Thank you.
Sorry for the runaround. It's on.
That's totally fine. Hi, I'm Linda Scher. Yak Shamash. I bet Poland was nice. It's my first language, actually, so I hope you learned a few words. If not, I can brush up a little bit on that. So welcome back, and yeah, good old congrats to you, Mr. Deitel, on your new position.
Thank you.
I can definitely relate to that, as I'm in a very new situation here right now. My address, well, Linda Scher, 4058 West Putes Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. Previous to that, it was, Franklin as well. I grew up here. I'm a lifelong resident of Franklin. Recently, I guess you could say quit. early retirement somewhat. From the Franklin Public School District, a school teacher at the middle school, which I loved and still holds a special place in my heart for the past 25 years. I always look to see the last names and see if there's any familiar parents that I would have met with and students. It's probably the best part is like you feel like you're like a B-list celebrity in the city of Franklin wherever you go, hey, Mrs. Scher. And quite honestly, that's why when I thought to open up this new business, I thought, well, why wouldn't I want to be in Franklin? I love Franklin. I have never lived anywhere else besides like 2 years in an apartment in Oak Creek. And that was that, right? I'm invested here. I have a positive reputation within the city. Like I said, I'm in my proposal. I mean, almost, it's like because of my 25 years and 120 students every year, it's almost nearly 3,000, lives that I feel like I've touched and hopefully had a positive impact on. So when I thought to switch my career path as well, I thought this is what I want to do for the next 25 years. I still am, I'm a helper. I have a big heart and I really want to, help people and maybe branching out just from like students, middle schoolers and all of that, but ultimately be healthier and happier. You look around and like one of the saddest things about my years of teaching was like how many kids have anxiety, how many kids have depression, how many kids can't seem to like cope with such basic things that I don't remember they were quite so common when I was younger and when I was in school. And so, I started thinking about, like, what else could I do? How else can I help? How else can I make an impact? These are the things that sort of came to me. And I use yoga to help deal with the stress of teaching. And I thought, well, okay, that's something that maybe I want to do more of and get, honestly, Franklin a little bit healthier. I mean, no offense, but...
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Pardon? I did not. I just mean I love Franklin. I don't want to say anything bad about it, but I feel like everybody isn't, over 90% of all disease can be attributed back to stress. And if you don't have a way of coping with stress and getting back in touch with who you are and what your purpose is, it's like you let everything get to you, and then all of a sudden now there's the physical ailments. And
are you listening to this, Jesse?
And yoga kind of forces you to be still, to be quiet, and like get away from the distraction and to just focus in and get back to who you are and reconnect again, take that little break from the outside chatter and then go back out into the, you know, into the busy life, be feeling stronger, more confident and healthier and more at peace. People are less likely to, you know, react, you know, with anger and, yeah, and all of that stuff. You're just, you tend to be more, I guess, relaxed and at peace. So I don't know, that was probably too much of an introduction. I apologize for that, but